With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports. The Biden administration says there's nothing to be concerned about. The Clinton Township, New Jersey resident Christopher Stedulis says there is something out there.
The video doesn't really do justice, but when you look at what I'm seeing with the naked eye, you can see it's not a normal aircraft. This, and we don't have this much, traffic, usually on any given night in this area. So it seems like definitely some of them are aircraft that we can't explain what they are.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Ukrainian drone attack on Chechnya. Karen Shemis has more on the story.
A Ukrainian drone has struck a campus belonging to Russia's National Guard in the Russian region of Chechnya as Kyiv continues to strike back after a mass air attack from Moscow. Footage on social media showed a drone swooping low over the Chechen capital, Grozny, some 500 miles southeast of the front line in Ukraine, before exploding. No casualties were reported. Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov pledged revenge on Ukrainian forces and said he had ordered a missile strike against military facilities in Kharkiv in retaliation for the attack. The claim could not be independently verified. I'm Karen Chema.
Authorities say an OpenAI whistleblower was found dead in a San Francisco apartment last month. The 26-year-old was found November 26 after police received a call asking officers to perform a wellness check. The man, who was a researcher at OpenAI for 4 years, publicly spoke out against the company's practices in the months leading up to his death, saying OpenAI violated U.S. copyright law when developing ChatGPT. This is SRN News. A British court sentences a man for causing an abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Stuart Warby is going to prison for 12 years after being convicted of slipping an abortifacient drug into the drink of his pregnant girlfriend. The woman lost her unborn baby at 15 weeks and told the court that since ingesting the drug, she has become infertile. Pro-life advocates in the United Kingdom and in this country have been warning that the decision to make abortion drugs readily available is likely to lead to more cases like this one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy signs a law to prohibit book bans in the state and enshrines protections against civil and criminal charges for librarians. New Jersey becomes the latest Democrat-run state to enact a law designed to keep parents from removing porn from the children's section of their school library or public library. Illinois and Minnesota have already done so. This is SRN News. Another impeachment vote to remove South Korea's president.
With 204 votes in favor, South Korea's parliament has impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his stunning and short-lived martial law decree. Yoon's presidential powers and duties are now temporarily suspended. Prime Minister Han Duk-soo is taking over. Outside parliament, crowds roar and wave glow sticks, celebrating another defiant moment. South Korea's constitutional court now has up to 180 days to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his power. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Pacific Coast Highway reopens in Southern California as fire crews continue to make slow progress on the Malibu fire. The Franklin fire was nearly 40% contained as of early Sunday. More details at srnnews.com.